Blog Talk Radio.
Hanukkah Sameya, Hanukkah Sameya, Sameya, happy Sameya, happy Hanukkah. Here at Sephora Maccabees, the fighting Isla days right here. Here we're at the fifth day of Hanukkah here in the season, the reason for the season. So here, Dub Ken Retail, Temple Rock is right here from the Festival of Lights. Dub, Temple Rock is, check it out. Dubwise.
The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Mm-hmm.
yes, yes. Day five. Hanukkah, Maccabee fighting holidays. Maccabee Dubwise, Temple Rock is right here, here. Tune Call, Days Long Ago by the classic Linville Thompson. Hanukkah. Hear this.
Hanukkah, let's have a party tonight.
Yes, Linville Thompson right there, Temple Rockers, Days Long Ago, Hanukkah.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Just
Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Shout out to Tony Aicha, Rastafari Kilimah, Blasi
Mekin.
Yeah, Rastafari, live it. Blasi, I live it. And reigned in the heart of all man forever. Ja. 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 Ja.
You name the God and the terrible among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and it's terrible among men. He didn't know like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
What he said, what he said. I and I, black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. So Maccabees, a great history channel video. Of course, they whitewash the pictures, but the narrative, our story, mysteries of the Bible, the Maccabees, revolution and redemption. Just a little segment right here before we ride over more. Day five. Yes. Sima.
As the Hellenization of the Jews gained momentum, Antiochus embarked on a nightmare course of savagery. Jews were put to death for merely studying their holy books. Sacred scrolls were destroyed, circumcision outlawed. It was an all-out declaration of war on the Jewish faith.
Why did Antiochus IV persecute the Jews? That is the $64,000 question. Scholars have been debating it for well over 100 years.
And the king directed them to follow customs strange to the land, to profane the Sabbaths and festivals, to defile the sanctuary, to build altars for idols, to sacrifice swine and to leave their sons uncircumcised. And whoever does not obey the command of the king shall die. 1 Maccabees 1:44.
Was Antiochus really the maniacal tyrant portrayed in the Bible? Many scholars believe he was merely bowing to the wishes of his allies in Jerusalem, the upper class, the Hellenized Jews, who had adopted Greek culture in preference to their own.
The boule.
And in truth,
yeah.
This was more of a internal struggle, a civil war between those Jews who were zealously Hellenistic and those who were extremely rooted in their tradition and belief.
In order to protect those Jews loyal to him, Antiochus built a fortress which looked down upon the Holy Temple.
This citadel was occupied by various Hellenistic Seleucid forces and by Hellenized Jews. It was used by the Seleucids to make sure that there wouldn't be any kinds of riots or any type of uprising.
It was not long before the supporters of Antiochus perpetrated the final humiliation on the traditional religion of the Jews.
Harsh and grievous was the onslaught of evil, for the temple was filled with debauchery and reveling by the Gentiles who dallied with prostitutes and had intercourse with women within the sacred precincts. 2 Maccabees 6:3.
Antiochus's next action against the Jews would bring bloody revolution. He now ordered the Jews to worship pagan gods inside the temple. Over the sacred altar, a new one was built. Here, unclean animals were sacrificed to the deities of a foreign religion.
The nature of Greek worship in the ancient Holy Temple was essentially to establish images of the Greek pantheon of gods and to offer unclean or unkosher animals on the altar, primarily the pig. And that was, again, viewed by the zealots as such a violation and insult.
In their horror, traditional Jews called the practices which attended the new religion the abomination of desolation. It is a term which has mystified biblical scholars for centuries.
What was the abomination of desolation? Nobody knows for sure. Obviously, it has to do with whatever it was that the Greeks did in the temple instead of allowing the Jews to continue to sacrifice as they had customarily done.
The term abomination of desolation is very symbolic. It's clearly metaphoric. I think what they probably put within the temple were upright stones.
But what were the upright stones? Some scholars believe they may have had an extraterrestrial origin.
There's been a theory that these are meteorites, perhaps, because there is some indication of worship of this kind of stone in the neighboring Lebanese-Syria culture framework. This could have been. We don't know what the stones were. Meteorites are a distinct possibility.
To religious Jews, the rape of their temple by Antiochus was a call to arms. The first skirmish began about 17 miles from Jerusalem, in the mountain village of Modin. Here, a small detachment of Seleucid troops ordered the populace into the town's marketplace. There, they tried to force local Jewish leader Mattathias and his family to sacrifice a pig on the altar of the new religion.
The king's officers came to the town of Modin to make them offer sacrifice. They spoke to Mattathias thus, "You are a leader, honored and great in this town, and supported by sons and brothers. Now, be the first to come and do what the king commands." 1 Maccabees 2:15.
The resistance begins with Judah Maccabee's father, Mattathias. He is the tough guy. "No, you're not going to get away with this. Not only are you not going to make me sacrifice to a deity other than my own, or eat pork, or abandon the Sabbath, I'm going to fight you."
Tension mounted in the square. Then a Jew among the onlookers meekly came forward to offer sacrifice according to the Seleucid command.
When Mattathias saw it, he burned with zeal, and his heart was stirred. He gave vent to righteous anger. He ran and killed him on the altar. At the same time, he killed the king's officer and tore down the altar. 1 Maccabees 2:24.
Mattathias is pictured, old man as he may be, as coming forward and killing the messenger and the collaborating Jew who was going to sacrifice on this altar, producing an unsurmountable rift then with the authorities, which could only be pursued by guerrilla war.
Most scholars believe a full-scale bloodbath occurred in Modin, but now it was the Jews who were the victors. The representatives of Antiochus lay dead. Mattathias and his sons led the villagers into the wilderness. There they planned to reorganize themselves. To command the newly formed revolutionary forces, Mattathias appointed his son, Judah.
Then his son Judah, who was called Maccabeus, took command. He extended the glory of his people. Like a giant, he put on his breastplate, bound on his armor of war, and waged battles. He was like a lion in his deeds. He went throughout Judah and destroyed the ungodly out of the land. 1 Maccabees 3:1.
The revolution had begun. It was the beginning of an epic struggle that would bring down an empire, preserve a nation, and enshrine the name Judah Maccabee in the annals of history. Mysteries of the Bible. We'll be right back.
Rastafari Maccabees fighting Isla Days, talking about a revolution.
None of mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Something which the world long awaited. And this track could never be outdated. It's Rodney Price, Moses Davis, and Dennis Brown, as it is slated. None of mercy. I wonder if some guy are naked.
On the conditions indicated. These conditions will be in effect until your case is disposed of or until they are changed or amended by a judge.
No!
Personal recognizance?
No!
Mother's custody?
No!
Man, let's have a revolution.
Yes, yes, yes. We've been sharing Mysteries of the Bible, the audible from one of the Mysteries of the Bible known as the Maccabees, Revolution and Redemption. I think one of the best ones right there as far as how they articulate the narrative, you know what I'm saying? The articulation of the narrative. Of course, in the video, you have the whitewash thing still going on right there. But here, from the Apocrypha, Volume 2, gonna make this more available for the Haberim. This is an old reprint right here, volume one, volume two of the apocryphal books, and also some details from the better translations. I'd like to go over some of the overview as we're in the fourth book of Maccabees, a chapter a day. Fourth book of Maccabees is found in lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden. It has it in a perfect eight chapters, you know, for the 8 days. The Isle of Day is over, like it fulfills on the ninth day, but it's the 8 days of light right here, here, here from the first book. Let's go to the first book. Just a chapter right here, this chapter, chapter one. We're going to start with chapter three. That's what you heard in the audible, second part of the audible right there about Judas. Right, Judas, or let's put it in the Hebrew, Yehuda. So Judas, all Judas, Yehudas, in the Greek way of saying, is called Yehuda, Yehudas, or Judas. Right, so don't get confused right there. Study to show yourself approved right here, here, here. So here, that was chapter three that you heard, some of the quotes right there, the valor and fame of Yehuda, Maccabeus, Judas Maccabeus, how he overthrew the forces of Samaria and Syria. Antiochus sends a great power against him, and how he and his fall to fasting and prayer and are encouraged. Okay, that's just an overview of chapter three. But let's begin off here with first book. Let's go into the first chapter. Like, how did it all begin? How did it all begin? All right. So chapter one. Here, overview, Antiochus, or some would say Antiochus, right? The foreign French king of the Goyim, of the other nations, how he gave leave to set up the fashions of the Gentiles in Jerusalem, the fashions of the nations, fashion. Think about it for a moment. Fashions of the Gentiles, the Goyim, speaking about nations other than I and I own in Jerusalem, in Jerusalem. And he spoiled it and the temple in it, as in the audible it says, the rape, right? That rape of Jerusalem, that rape of the temple, and set up therein the abomination of desolation. Some of the Khazarian commentators in that audible, like, we don't really know what it was. We don't really know what that is. Maccabees tell you. And how he set up there in the abomination of desolation and slew those that did circumcise their children, or more correctly, their sons. But here, chapter one, first book of Maccabees. Let's just go into this chapter here before we ride up with the fourth book, the fifth chapter, for the chapter of day for the Hanukkah, Rastafari Maccabees, fighting holidays. What are we fighting? We're resisting, fighting the simulation into the world, flesh, and satanic sakura. Book of Maccabees. And it happened after that Alexander, son of Philip, the Macedonian, who came out of the land of Kittim, had smitten Darius, king of the Persians and Medes, that he reigned in his stead, or instead of him, he reigned after he slew him, the first over Greece, or the Gracchi. And here we're speaking of the latter day Greek period of time, the early ones, so-called quote-unquote Greeks, or the Ionians, the children of Javan, right? Black and brown Minoan peoples right there. But here we're speaking about after the original Ionian or quote Greek civilization was taken over by the children of Hellas, the children of hell, the children of Hellas. That's their progenitor, Hellas. That's where you get the idea of the Hellenistic. So he's the first over Greece, and he made many wars and won many strongholds and slew the kings of the earth. Kings of the earth, come to you. Well, he slew them. He slew the kings of the earth and went through to the ends of the earth and took spoils of many nations, insomuch that the earth was quiet before him, whereupon he was exalted and his heart was lifted up. And he gathered a mighty strong host and ruled over countries and nations and kings who became tributaries to him. And after these things, he fell sick, speaking about Iskander, a.k.a. Alexander the Great, Alexander the Macedonian, And after these things, after he done all those things, and he was a young man, but after he did all those things, he fell sick and perceived that he should die. Wherefore he called his servants, such as were honorable and had been brought up with him from his youth. He was a youth man. Alexander was a youth man. So he had other youth men, you know what I mean? And he called them. It was his, you know, he grew up with them, and he parted his kingdom, his government among them while he was yet alive. So Iskender, Alexander, reigned 12 years and then died. And his servants bear rule, everyone in his place. Just kind of interesting thing about the life of Alexander. You know, he was a young man, but in 12 years, he subdued the known world. But that was the prophecy of the divine majesty. Verse 9 right here, Maccabees, first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 9. And after his death, the death of Iskender, Alexander, they all put crowns up on themselves. So did their sons after them many years, enough years, and evils were multiplied in the earth, in the earthly plane. And there came out of them a wicked root, Antiochus, right? Antiochus, Antiochus, surname Epiphanes, son of Antiochus, Antiochus the king, who had been He was a hostage in Rome, and he reigned in the 137th year of the kingdom of the Gracchi, aka the Greek, the Hellen, the children, the sons of Hellas. In those days went there out of Israel, Yasharala, wicked, ratchet men, who persuaded many. They persuaded enough, saying, let us make us go and make a covenant with the heathen, with the Gentiles that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow. So when it says the wicked amongst Israel, this identifies their wicked activity to make a covenant with the heathen, with the Gracchi, the Greeks, the other nations round about. Because in their estimation, for since they departed from the Gentiles, you mean after they came, repatriated, came back to their land, they said that we have had much sorrow. So this device, this plan, this scheme pleased them well. Then certain of the people were so forward herein that they went to the king, the foreign king, who gave them license to do after the ordinances of the heathen, of the Gentiles, of the other nations. Whereupon they built a place of exercise at Jerusalem, according to the customs of the heathen, the Gentiles, the Greek, the Gracchi. So we get the gymnasium idea, gymnasium. And made themselves uncircumcised. Ouch. Check it. They were circumcised, but they made themselves uncircumcised so they could palsy-wowsy and play naked sports games with the Greeks in the gymnasium that they built in Jerusalem. And they made themselves uncircumcised and forsook the holy covenant and joined themselves to the heathen, to the other nations, the Gentiles, and were sold. They were sold. Talk about selling yourself. They were sold. So did the ratchet amongst the Israelites. They were sold to do mischief. Now when the kingdom was established before Antiochus, he thought to reign over Egypt. All you comedics, hear this. He thought to reign Antiochus, the Gracchi, the Greek, the foreign king, he thought to reign over Egypt, that he might have the dominion of two realms. Wherefore, he entered into Egypt, into the Hecapita Egypta, Egypt, right, with a great multitude, with chariots and elephants and horsemen and a great navy, and made war against Ptolemy, right, the king of Egypt. So by this time, Egypt was under, you know, so where do all these comedics talk all this nonsense about what we Israelites did? What about what the Greeks did? How you palsy-wowsy with the Greeks? But here we get Antiochus making war against Ptolemy, who'd been ruling the Greeks for a while, king of Egypt. But Ptolemy was afraid. He was scared of him, and he fled. and many were wounded to death. Thus, they got the strong cities in the land of the Hecapata, Egypta, or we get Egypt from, and he took the spoils thereof. They were stealing artifacts since then. And after that, Antiochus had smitten the Egypt, he returned again in the 143rd year and went up against Israel, Yasharallah, and Jerusalem with a great multitude, and entered proudly into the sanctuary, the holy place, the Mekdes, right? And took away the golden altar and it says candlestick, the menorah of light, and all the vessels thereof, and the table of the shewbread, and the pouring vessels, and the vials, and the censers of gold, and the veil, and the crowns, and the golden ornaments that were before the temple, the Hekal, all which he pulled off. He took also the silver and the gold and the precious vessels. Also he took the hidden treasures which he found. Note here, it doesn't make any mention of the Ark of the Covenant, just to note that right there, all right? But there were hidden treasures. But for the Ark, they definitely would have mentioned it. Verse 24, and when he had taken all away, he went into his own land, having made a great massacre and spoken very proudly. Therefore, there was great mourning, not a good mourning, mourning, pick sense out of their spell magic. Right, mourning, sadness, depression in Yasharallah and Yisrael, in every place where they were, so that the princes and elders mourned, the virgins and young men were made feeble, and the beauty of woman was changed. Once again, verse 26. So the princes and elders mourned, the virgins and young men were made feeble or docile, and the beauty of woman was changed. Every bridegroom took up lamentation, and she that sat in the marriage chamber was in heaviness. No honeymoon there. The land was also moved for the inhabitants thereof, and all the house of Yaakov of Jacob was covered with confusion. And after 2 years, interesting, this Torah reading and feeding right here in the season, right, the 10th in the season, week 8, you know, after 2 years. And after 2 years fully expired, the king, the foreign king, sent his chief collector of tribute to the cities of Judah, of Yehuda, who came to Jerusalem with a great multitude, with enough people, right, and spake peaceable words to them. But all was deceit. For when they had given him credence, he fell suddenly upon the city and smote it very sore and destroyed much people of Israel. This is the real con game right here. This is the real con game. So we have, right, the foreign king, right, sending chief collector of tribute to the cities of Judah, who came to Jerusalem with a great multitude, and he spake peaceable words to them. But all was deceit. For when they had given him credence, when they gave him credit, when they gave him trust, wasn't able to verify, right? But they trusted. This is a con game. They had confidence in his peaceable words. What did he do? He fell suddenly upon the city and smote it very sore and destroyed enough people of Israel. And when he had taken the spoils of the city, he set her on fire and pulled down the houses and walls thereof on every side. But the woman and children, they took captives and possessed the cattle. Then builded they the city of David with a great and strong wall and with mighty towers, and made it a stronghold for them. Now, if you don't understand, like, the geography, right, Jerusalem, right, Jerusalem is like at the top, Mount Moriah. So imagine a mountain, like a flat top mountain, like that Close Encounter flat top mountain. And at the top of the mountain is Jerusalem. But on one of the, you could say on one of the elevations, just below there is the city of David in Zion. So when we try to Jerusalem for pilgrimage, the first stop is Zion. Then we have to go up. We have to level up, go up a little bit more. So what he did is he sacked the city of Jerusalem, right, and took the women and children and cattle, right, and then they built up the city of David, which was on the next level, just so that one can get a better perspective of what's being said right here. Verse 34, and they put therein a sinful nation, wicked men, and fortified themselves therein. They stored it also with armor and victuals. And when they had gathered together the spoils of Jerusalem, they laid them up there. And so they became a sore snare. And so they became a sore snare. For it was a place to lay in wait against the sanctuary. So in other words, before you go up to Jerusalem, you got to pass by Zion, the city of David, you know, on your way up there. So they fortify this, and that's why it says that it was a place to lay in wait against the sanctuary and an evil adversary to Israel. Thus, they shed innocent blood on every side of the sanctuary and defiled it. Insomuch, in other words, they use the strategic importance of our land against us. Insomuch that the inhabitants of Jerusalem fled because of that. Whereupon the city was made an habitation of strangers and became strange to those who were born in her. It's like, what do you call it now? What do you call it? Gentrification. They say gentrification, gentilification. Ain't nothing new under the sun. And it became strange to those who was born in her, and her own children left her. Her sanctuary was laid waste like a wilderness. Her feasts were turned into mourning. Her Sabbaths, Shabbats, into reproach. Her honor into contempt. As had been her glory, so was her dishonor increased. As she went way up in honor, she went way down, right, in shame. And her excellency was turned into mourning. Moreover, king, the foreign king, Antiochus Antiochus, he wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. He was talking about some unity, oneness. Beware of those talking about oneness. What kind of unity? You know, what kind of unity? So he wrote to his whole kingdom, right, you know, the conquerors and the conquered, that all should be one people. And everyone should leave his laws. So all the heathen, all the Gentiles, the other nations, they agreed according to the commandment of the king, according to the commandment of the foreign king. Yea, many also of the Israelites, the sons of Israel, consented to his, to the foreign religion, and sacrificed to idols, and profaned Hashabbat. For the king, the foreign king, has sent letters by messengers to Jerusalem and the cities of Yehuda, of Judah, that they should follow the strange laws of the land, these foreign laws of the land, and forbid burnt offerings and sacrifice and drink offerings in the Haikal, in the temple, and that they should profane the Shabbats, the Sabbaths, and festival days, and pollute the sanctuary and holy people. Set up altars and groves and chapels of idols, and sacrifice swine's flesh and unclean beasts, that they should also leave their children, their sons uncircumcised, and make their souls abominable with all manner of uncleanness and profanation, to the end that they might forget HaTorah, that they might forget the law, John's direction, instructions, and change all the ordinances. And whosoever would not do according to the commandment of the foreign king, he said, he should die. In the selfsame manner wrote he to his whole kingdom, and appointed overseers over all the people, commanding the cities of Judah, to sacrifice city by city. Then many of the people were gathered to them. To wit, everyone that forsook HaTorah, that forsook Jalor. And so they committed evils in the land and drove the sons of Israel, the Israelites, into secret places, even wheresoever they could flee for succor. Now, the 15th day of the month, it says Kislew, we call it Kislew right here in the season, Kislew, in the 145th year, they set up the abomination of desolation upon the altar and builded idol altars throughout the cities of Judah on every side and burned incense, ishens, at the doors of their houses and in the streets. You see what they did with the ishens? I know you say, oh, it's legalized and it's all better. Yeah, but it's all a part of what they did. Ain't nothing new under the sun. And when they had rent in pieces the books of the law, so they tore up many of the ancient scrolls, as many ancient scrolls that they can find. And when they had rent, to say ripped, right, in pieces the books of HaTorah, which they found, they burnt them with fire. So you hear about one, so, oh, burn the Bible, burn. Okay. Mm-hmm. Verse 57, and wheresoever was found with any the book of the testament, or if any consented, agreed to HaTorah, agreed to Jalor, the foreign king's commandment was that they should put him to death. Thus, like this, did they by their authority to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, every month to as many as were found in the cities. Now, the 25th day of the month, think about it right here, the 25th day of the month, Kislew, this is the season we're in right now. But even according to the lunar, on the solar Gregorian calendar, you know what day that is? That's so-called Christmas. Now, the 25th day of the month, they did sacrifice upon the idol altar that was upon the altar of God. So what they did is they put their altar on top of Jah's altar in the temple, at which time on the 25th of the month of Kislew, here in this winter moon, even corresponding to the 25th of December nowadays, at which time, according to the commandment, they put to death certain women that had caused their sons to be circumcised. And they lynched the infants about their necks and rifled their houses and slew them that had circumcised them. Howbeit, many in Israel were fully resolved and confirmed in themselves not to eat any unclean thing. Wherefore, they chose rather to die, that they might not be defiled with meats, with debtors, and that they might not profane the holy covenant that they had taken. So then they died. Verse 64 here, just to fill this chapter here. And there was very great wrath. There was very great wrath upon Israel. So just to share this right here, this makes a lot of sense when the Rastafari on the rise, the first proclaimers of Rastafari, spoke about the Maccabees, the Maccabee Bible, and the whole Maccabee connection, resisting that simulation, you know, coming out of the ways of the world, flesh, satanic seclorum, coming out of the ways, not living in the image of the beast, you know, coming out of those ways, growing one's natty, one's locks, you know, returning to real food, you know, ital is vital and holistic and good food, real food. Yes, I, Rastafari, and the true worship. Yes, I.
Talk you about are hereby revolution. Released on the conditions indicated. These conditions will be in effect until your case is disposed of or until they are changed or amended by a judge.
No! No! No.
Personal recognizance?
No! No!
Mother's
no.
Custody?
No! No! No!
Man, let's have a revolution.
Have a revolution.
Have a revolution.
Have a revolution.
Yes, yes, yes. Just a classic here. Musical scene in Atlanta, rock by Joseph. Thank you.
revolution. To make a solution. Too much frustration. So much confusion. Yeah. I don't wanna live in the past. Ain't trust no shadows after dark. So my friend, I wish that you could see like a bird in a tree. The prisoners must be free, yeah. Never make a politician. So much confusion, yeah. I don't wanna live in the past. Can't trust no shadows after dark. So my friend, I wish that you could see like a bird in a tree. We must be free, yeah, yeah. Never make a politician. Grant you a favor. They'll always want you.
Yes, yes, yes. A little clip right there. They're there. Control You Forever. In chapter one of the first book of Maccabees, that's really, really brought out right there. But here, we're at the fifth day of Hanukkah and also the fifth day of the Shavuot. Two sevens clash right here in this 2022 year. Here, evening psalm for the fifth day. We have Psalm 81, double
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied.
trumpet, the trumpet, the shofar. Numbers chapter 7, for day 5, for the 5th day of the Hanukkah Maccabee fighting holiday.
On the 5th day, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, did offer. His offering was 1 silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the 6th day, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, prince of the children of Gad, offered. His offering was 1 silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. The son of Deuel. The son of Deuel. The son of Deuel.
Wait, flush. Perfect. Blessed. Messiah. Messiah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
So here's chapter 5 here for the 5th day of Hanukkah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The 4th book of Maccabees, chapter 5. A chapter of horror and torture, revealing ancient tyranny at its utmost savagery. Verse 26 is profound truth. And thus, no sooner did the tyrant conclude his urging of them to eat unclean meat, then all with one voice together, and as with one soul, said to him, Why dost thou delay, O tyrant? We are ready to die, rather than transgress the commandments of our fathers. For we should be putting our ancestors also to shame, if we did not walk in obedience to the law, and take Moses as our counselor. O tyrant, thou counselest us to transgress HaTorah. Thou counselest us to transgress the law. Do not, hating us, pity us beyond ourselves. For we esteem thy mercy, giving us our life in return for a breach of the law of HaTorah, a thing harder to bear than death itself. Thou wouldest terrify us with thy threats of death under torture, as if a little while ago thou hast learnt nothing from Eleazar. But if the old men of the Hebrews endured these tortures for righteousness' sake, yea, until they died, more befittingly will we young men die, despising the torments over which he, our age teacher, also triumphed. Make trial, therefore, O tyrant, and if thou takest our lives for the sake of righteousness, think not that thou hurtest us with thy tortures. For we, through this our evil entreatment, and our endurance of it, shall win the prize of virtue. but thou for our cruel murder shall suffer at the hands of divine justice, sufficient torment by fire forever. These words of the youth redoubled the wrath of the tyrant, not at their disobedience only, but at what he considered their ingratitude. So by his orders, the scourgers brought forward the eldest of them and stripped him of his garments and bound his hands and his arms on either side with thongs. But when they had scourged him till they were weary and gained nothing, thereby they cast him upon the wheel. And on it the noble youth was racked till his bones were out of joint. And as joint after joint gave way, he denounced the tyrant in these words, O thou most abominable tyrant, thou enemy of the justice of heaven, and bloody-minded, thou dost torment me in this fashion, not for manslaying nor for impiety, but for defending the Torah of Elohim, the law of God. And when the guard said to him, Consent to eat, so you may be released from your tortures, he said to them, Your method, O miserable minions, is not strong enough to lead captive my reason. Cut off my limbs and burn my flesh and twist my joints. Through all the torments, I will show you that in behalf of virtue, the sons of the Hebrews alone are unconquerable. As he thus spake, they set hot coals upon him besides, and intensifying the torture, strain him yet tighter on the wheel. And all the wheel was besmeared with his blood, and the heaped coals were quenched by the humors of his body dropping down, and rent flesh ran round the axles of the machine. And with his bodily frame already in dissolution, the great-souled youth, like a true son of Abraham, grown not at all, but as if he were suffering a change by fire into incorruption, he nobly endured the torment, saying, Follow my example, O brothers. Do not forever desert me, and forswear not our brotherhood in nobility of soul. War a holy and honorable warfare on behalf of righteousness. Through that may the just providence that watched over our fathers become merciful to his people and take vengeance on the accursed tyrant. And with these words the holy youth yielded up the ghost. But while all were wondering at his constancy of soul, the guards brought forward the second in age of the sons, grappling him with sharp clawed hands of iron to the engines and the catapult. But when they heard his noble resolve in answer to their question, would he rather eat than be tortured, these panther-like beasts tore at his sinews with claws of iron and rent away all the flesh of his cheeks and tore off the skin from his head. But he steadfastly enduring this agony said, How sweet is every form of death for the sake of the righteousness of our fathers. And to the tyrant he said, O most ruthless of tyrants, does not it seem to thee that at this moment thou thyself sufferest tortures worse than mine in seeing thy tyranny's arrogant intention overcome by my endurance for righteousness' sake? For I am supported under pain by the joys that come through virtue, whereas thou art in torment, whilst glorying in thy impiety. Neither shalt thou escape, O most abominable tyrant, the penalties of the divine wrath. And when he had bravely met his glorious death, the third son was brought forward, was earnestly entreated by many to taste, and so to save himself. But he answered in a loud voice, Are ye ignorant that the same father begot me and my brothers that are dead, and the same mother gave us birth, and in the same doctrines, teachings was I brought up? I do not forswear the noble bond of our brotherhood. Therefore, if ye have any engine of torment, apply it to this body of mine, for my soul ye cannot reach, not if ye would. But they were greatly angered at the bold speech of the man, and they dislocated his hands and his feet with their dislocating engines, and wrenched his limbs out of their sockets, and unstrung them. And they twisted around his fingers, and his arms, and his legs, and his elbow joints. and in no wise being able to strangle his spirit, they stripped off his skin, taking the points of the fingers with it, and tore in Scythian fashion the scalp from his head, and straightway brought him to the wheel. And on this they twisted his spine, till he saw his own flesh hanging in strips, and great gouts of blood pouring down from his entrails. And at the point of death he said, "We, O most abominable tyrant, suffer thus for our upbringing and our virtue that are of Elohim. But thou, for thy impiety and cruelty, shall endure torments without end." And when this man had died worthily of his brothers, they brought up the fourth and said to him, "Be not thou also mad with the same madness as thy brethren, but obey the king and save thyself." But he said to them, "For me, ye have no fire so exceeding hot as to make me a coward. By the blessed death of my brethren, by the eternal doom of the tyrant, and by the glorious life of the righteous, I will not deny my noble brotherhood. Invent tortures, O tyrant, in order that thou mayest learn thereby that I am a brother of those who have been already tortured." When he heard this, the bloodthirsty, murderous, and utterly abominable Antiochus bade them cut out his tongue. But he said, "Even if thou dost remove my organ of speech, Elohim is a hearer also of the speechless. Lo, I put out my tongue, ready. Cut it out, for thou shalt not thereby silence my reason. Gladly do we give our bodily members to be mutilated for the cause of Elohim. But Elohim will speedily pursue after thee, for thou cuttest out the tongue that sang songs of praise to him." But when this man also was put to death of agony with the tortures, the fifth sprang forward saying, "I shrink not, O tyrant, from demanding the torture for virtue's sake. Yea, of myself I come forward, in order that slaying me also, thou mayest by yet more misdeeds increase the penalty thou owest to the justice of heaven. O enemy of virtue, and enemy of man, for what crime dost thou destroy us in this way? Does it seem evil to thee that we worship the Creator of all, and live according to his virtuous law? But these things are worthy of honors, and not tortures, if thou dost understand human aspirations, and had hope of salvation before Elohim. Lo, now thou art Elohim's enemy, and makest war on those that worship Elohim." As he spake thus, the guards bound him and brought him before the catapult, and they tied him thereto on his knees, and fastening them there with iron clamps, they wrenched his loins over the rolling wedge, so that he was completely curled back like a scorpion, and every joint was disjointed. And thus in grievous strait for breath and anguish of body, he exclaimed, "Glorious, O tyrant, glorious against thy will are the boons that thou bestowest on me, enabling me to show my fidelity to the law, to HaTorah, through yet more honorable tortures." And when this man also was dead, the sixth was brought, a mere boy, who in answer to the tyrant's inquiry, whether he was willing to eat and be released, said, "I am not so old in years as my brethren, but I am as old in mind, for we were born and reared for the same purpose, and are equally bound also to die for the same cause. So if thou choosest to torture us for not eating unclean meat, torture." As he spake these words, they brought him to the wheel, and with care they stretched him out and dislocated the bones of his back and set fire under him. And they made sharp skewers, red hot, and ran them into his back, and piercing through his sides, they burned away his entrails also. But he, in the midst of his tortures, exclaimed, "O contest worthy of saints, wherein so many of us brethren in the cause of righteousness have been entered for a competition in tortures, and have not been conquered. For the righteous, understanding, O tyrant, is unconquerable. In the armor of virtue, I go to join my brothers in death, and to add in myself one strong avenger more to punish thee, O deviser of the tortures and enemy of the truly righteous. We six youths have overthrown thy tyranny, for it is not thy impotence to alter our reason or force us to eat unclean meat and overthrow for thee. Thy fire is cool for us, thy engines of torture torment not, and thy violence is impotent. For the guards have been officers for us, not of a tyrant, but of the divine law, and therefore have we our reason yet unconquered.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Time is slipping away. In my eye, I know it, I go, yes. See we dance, see we dance. This is a last time. See we time, children, see we dance. This is a last time. Time is so far as driving car. Time is so far as living up. Time is so far as driving. Rasta have a brow. Time for Rasta home we go. Now that dreadlocks have a brow. Time for dreadlocks home we go. Because TV time, oh Lord, TV time. This is so far as time. TV time, children, TV time. This is so far as time.
400 years of colonial easing, and I no get I young yet. I and I no reach I go yet. Cause too much kissing and kissing, children. Too much kissing and kissing. Too much kissing and kissing. Taking over too much kissing and kissing.
Time, children, TV time. It's not so far as time. TV time, children. Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13.
Mizmor Yud Gimel, Lamnatseach Mizmor Le David, Mizmor Le David, Mizmor Le David, Mizmor Le David.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever.
Ad anna Adonai tishkacheni nesacheni 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 nesacheni
nesacheni. How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face? Hide thy face. Hide thy face. Hide thy face. Hide thy face. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. Forever, forever, forever. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face? Hide thy face. Hide thy face. Hide thy face.
Ad anna tastir et panecha minneli.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul?
Ad anna ashit etzot benafshi, benafshi, benafshi.
Having sorrow in my heart daily. My heart daily. My heart.
Yagon bilvavi yomam
vavi yomam vavi yomam vavi yomam vavi yomam vavi yomam vavi.
Ad anai.
Ad anai.
Ad anai.
How long shall mine enemy be exalted? Mine enemy be exalted. 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted?
Ad anna yarum oyevi
halai. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully. 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 Dealt
bountifully. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. That chapter, yeah, chapter 5. Fourth book of Maccabees. It's heavy, heavy. It's heavy stuff, but it's real stuff, reality. I'd like to share this right here, before we share that, like the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha, right here for the fifth day. It's actually chapter 3. Really want to get into chapter 3 right here, first book of Maccabees. But since 2 come before 3 and 1 come before 2, we read chapter, read chapter 1 right there, and like to just go through chapter 2 right here, both for I and I self and also for I and I fellows, the listeners, the audience right here, We have Maccabees, first book of Maccabees, to add to chapter 1 right there, chapter 2. So hopefully whether on the TJIF or coming forward for the Shabbat here, this Torah reading and feeding, we're in Mik 8 right here. But it's interesting, the Psalm 13, just a reflection, right, on the fifth chapter. Give thanks to Ross Iason Tavari right there for that reading right there. It's a heavy chapter. Well, let's put things into context right here after chapter 1, first book of Maccabees, chapter 2. Summary, overview. Matthias, or Matatiyahu in Hebrew, Matatiyahu. Matthias here, translation, lamented the case of Jerusalem. He slayeth a Yehudi, a Jew, that did sacrifice to idols in his presence, and the king, the foreign king's messengers also. He and his are assailed upon the Shabbat and make no resistance. Fulfillment here, he dies, an instruction to his sons, and maketh their brother Judas Maccabeus, or Yehuda, the Maccabee, Judah, Yehuda, the hammer, or the praise, the celebrated hammer. Another interpretation of his name would be like the celebrated hammer. right, from Yehuda, praise, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise, Yehuda, meaning praise, celebrate it, Maccabeus. So the father is Matan, to give a gift. We can see it clearly here, the Hebrew, but he make his son, Yehuda, a general upon his deathbed. So let's go through this right here, right off the Haftarah. Also, Brit Chadasha here for day 5. And like we said, that was just a little portion right there of today's daily psalm, Psalm 13. Many of the psalms here in the season, according to the royal order, they reflect the reason for the season. Maccabees, first book of Maccabees, chapter 2. In those days arose Matathias, the son of Yohanan or John, the son of Shimon, Simeon, a priest of the sons of Joarib from Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, and dwelt in Modaim. And he had 5 sons. And he had 5 sons, Johanan, bring out the Hebrew, called Kadis. And there's a footnote here, Kadis. Some say his sons could be like Kadish, could have been Kadish, because he is translated into the Koine Greek of the time, or Gadi. So he had 5 sons, Yohanan or Yohanan in the Hebrew, who was called Kadish or Gadi. Simon called Thasi. Judas or Yehuda, who was called Maccabeus or Hammer. Eleazar called Avaran, and Jonathan, whose surname was Aphus. So they had their names, and then they also had, you know, I would say nicknames, but other names they were called. They had their names, and they had what they were called, like their call signs. Verse 6 here, and when he saw the blasphemies that were committed in Judah and Jerusalem, he said, woyo, oive, woe is me. Wherefore was I born to see this misery of my people and of the holy city, and to dwell there when it was delivered into the hand of the enemy, and the sanctuary into the hand of strangers? Her temple is become as a man without glory. Her temple, her Hekal, is become as a man without glory. Her glorious vessels are carried away into captivity. Her infants are slain in the streets. Her young men with the sword of the enemy. What nation hath not had a part in her kingdom and gotten her spoils? All her ornaments are taken away. Of a free woman, she is become a bond slave or a bond servant. And behold, our sanctuary, even our beauty and our glory, is laid waste. And the Gentiles, the Goyim, the other nations, have profaned her. To what end, therefore, shall we live any longer? Then Matathias and his sons ripped their clothes and put on sackcloth and mourned very sore. In the meanwhile, the foreign king's officers, such as compelled the people to revolt, came into the city of Modaim to make them sacrifice. And when many of Israel came to them, Matathias also and his sons came together. Then answered the foreign king's officers and said to Matathias on this wise, thou art a ruler and an honorable and great man in this city, and strengthen with sons and brethren. Now therefore, come thou first and fulfill the foreign king's commandment, like as all the heathen have done, like as all the Goyim, the other nations have done, yea, and the men of Yehuda, of Judah also, and such as remain in Jerusalem, so shalt thou and thy house, Beitika, be in the number of the king, the foreign king's friends. And thou, the eye, and thy children shall be honored with silver and gold and many rewards. Verse 19. Then Mathathias answered and spake with a loud voice. Though all nations that are under the foreign king's dominion obey him and fall away, everyone from the religion of their fathers, their patriarchs, and give consent to his commandments, yet will I and my sons, Banai, and my brethren, Ahai, walk in the covenant of our fathers, of our patriarchs. Chalila, God forbid, Hashem forbid, that we should forsake HaTorah and the ordinances. We, I and I, will not hearken to the foreign king's words to go from our religion, I and I religion, either to the right hand or the left. Now, when he had left speaking these words, there came one of the Yehudim, one of the Jews, in the sight of all to sacrifice on the altar that was at Modin, according to the foreign king's commandment. Which thing? That thing, when Mattathias saw, he was inflamed with zeal, and his reins trembled. Neither could he forbear to shew his anger according to judgment. Wherefore he ran and slew him up on the Mizbeach, on the altar. Also the foreign king's commissioner, who compelled men to sacrifice, he killed at that time, at that hour. And the altar, the Mizbeach, he pulled down. Thus, like this, dealt he zealously for the law of Elohim, like as Phinehas did to Zimri, the son of Salom. And Mattathias cried, he shouted out throughout the city with a loud voice, saying, whosoever is zealous of HaTorah, maintaineth the covenant, the brit, make him follow I. So he and his sons fled into the mountains and left all that ever they had in the city. Then many nuff-nuff that sought after justice and judgment went down into the wilderness to dwell there, both they and their children and their wives and their cattle, because afflictions increased so upon them. Now, when it was told the foreign king's servants and the host that was at Jerusalem in the city of David that certain men who had broken the foreign king's commandment were gone down into the secret places in the wilderness, they pursued after them a great number, and having overtaken them, they camped against them and made war against them on the Shabbat, on the Sabbath day. And they said to them, let that which y'all have done hitherto suffice. Make that which you've done hitherto suffice. Come forth, and do according to the commandment of the foreign king, and y'all shall live. But they said, we will not come forth, neither will we do the foreign king's commandment to profane Yom HaShabbat, the Sabbath day. So then they gave them the battle. So then they gave them the battle with all speed. Howbeit, they answer them not, neither cast they a stone at them, nor stop the places where they lay hid, but said, make I and I die all in I and I innocency. Heaven and earth shall testify of I and I, that y'all put us to death wrongfully. Verse 38. So they rose up against them in battle on the Sabbath, and they slew them with their wives and children and their cattle, to the number of 1,000 people or to the number of 1,000 souls of humanity, of men and people, of human beings. Now, when Mattathias and his friends understood hereof, they mourned for them right sore. And one of them said to another, one said to another, if I and I all do as our brethren have done and fight not for our lives, for our liberty and our laws against the heathen, they will now quickly root I and I out of the earth. At that time, therefore, they decreed, saying, whosoever shall come to make battle with us, I and I, on Yom HaShabbat, on the Sabbath day, we, I and I, will fight against him. Neither will we die all, as our brethren that were murdered in the secret places. Then came there to him a company of Asidaeans. Now, right here, Asidaeans, this is from the coin of Greek to bring out the Hasidim, the pious one, the Hasids, the Hasidics, the Hasidim, or we the black Jews, the Hasidim, who were mighty men, Hayalan, mighty men, Giborim of Yasharala, were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted, Nazarenes, voluntarily devoted to HaTorah. Also, all they that fled for persecution joined themselves to them and were a stay to them, were a support to them. So they joined their forces and smote sinful, awful men in their anger and wicked and ratchet men in their wrath. But the rest fled to the heathen, to the foreigners for succor. Then Mattathias and his friends went round about and pulled down the altars, the foreign Gentile altars, and what children soever they found within the coast of Israel uncircumcised, those they circumcised valiantly. They pursued also after the proud men, and the work prospered, and the walk prospered in their hand, in their yard. So they recovered HaTorah, the law, out of the hand of the Gentiles and out of the hand of foreign kings. Neither suffered they the sin of the Ukkah to triumph. Now, when the time drew near that Mattathias should die, he said to his sons, now hath pride and rebuke gotten strength, and the time of destruction and the time of destruction and the wrath of indignation. Now therefore, my sons, be all zealous of HaTorah, and give your lives for the Berit, the covenant of your patriarchs, of your fathers. Call to remembrance what acts our fathers, our patriarchs did in their time. So shall ye all receive Kabbalah, great honor, and an everlasting, eternal name, and an everlasting Shem. Was not Abraham found faithful in temptation? And it was imputed to him for tzedakah, for righteousness. Joseph, in the time of his distress, kept the commandment and was made Adon, Lord, Master, was made Aton of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. Phineas, our father, Abinu, in being zealous and fervent, ordained the covenant, the Brit, obtained the covenant, the Brit, of an everlasting and eternal kahuna, eternal priesthood. Jesus, or Yeshua, for Yehoshua, for fulfilling the word, was made a judge, a shofet in Israel. Caleb, for bearing witness before the aggregation, received Kabbalah, received the heritage of the land. Dawit, David, for being merciful, possessed. For being a Hasid, merciful, possess the throne of an everlasting kingdom, an everlasting government. Elijah, Elijah, for being zealous and fervent for HaTorah, was taken up into Shemayim, the heavens. Ananias, Azarias, Misael, Ananayu, Azarayu, Mishael, by believing, by amening, were saved out of the flame. Daniel, for his innocency, was delivered from the mouth of lions. And thus consider y'all throughout all ages that none, no one, that put their trust in him and highly him shall be overcome. Fear not, then, the words of sinful, of uckful men, of uckers, for his glory shall be dung, be doo-doo and worms. Today, he shall be lifted up, and tomorrow he shall not be found, because he is returned to his dust, and his thoughts is come to nothing, to nothing, to no thing. Wherefore, ye, y'all, my sons, Be valiant, be men of chayil, of power, and shew yourselves men in behalf of HaTorah. For by it, by her, shall y'all obtain glory. And behold, I know that your brother Shimon, is a man of counsel. Give ear to him always. He shall be a father to you. He shall be an Ab, father in the Hebrew sense of a counselor and a guide to you. As for Yehuda, Maccabeus, Judah, the hammer, he has been mighty and strong, even from his youth up. Make him be your captain and fight the battles of the people, of your people. Take also to you all those that observe HaTorah, all Torah observant, all that observe the Torah, and avenge y'all the wrong of your people. Recompense fully the heathen, the foreign nations, and take heed to the commandments of HaTorah. So he blessed them and was gathered to his fathers, to his patriarchs. And he died in the 146th year. And his sons buried him in the sepulcher of his fathers, of his patriarchs at Modin. And all Israel made a great lamentation for him. So here this here concludes the chapter, which chapter we have right here. This is chapter 2, first book of Maccabees, chapter 2. And like to share this tune right here. What's the tune? Hammer. Yeah, the hammer. Like to share this tune right here. The hammer. Need a hammer to hammer them down. Burhana Selassie, Anai Rastafari Joseph right here. For the Maccabee, for the Massa.
They just keep holding me, won't let go. Holding me, won't let go. I need armor to armor them down. I need armor to ram them down. They just keep teasing me. And you know they play like they don't know, provoking me. But this is all I know. I need a rama to ram them down. I need a rama to hammer them down. Oh.
to rama dem down. Oh, I need armor, 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 armor to rama dem down. Said I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to rama dem down. I need armor, 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 armor to rama dem down. To ram them down, I need armor, 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 armor. To ram them down, I need armor. I need armor, 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 armor. To ram them down. Arama, arama, to ram them down. I need armor, 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 to ram them down. I need arama, 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 to ram them down.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. 1 Kings chapter 7, verses 40 to 50. Vesema'a ba'wawalet mefesokadus ahadumla. And Haran made the lavers and the shovel and the basins. So Haran made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The two pillars and the two bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks to cover the two bowls of the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of the pomegranates for one network to cover the two bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars, and the 10 bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and one sea and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots and the shovels and the basins and all these vessels which Haran made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Sukkot and Zarthan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceedingly many. Neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, Buruku. The altar of gold and the table of gold were upon the showbread was. And the lampstand of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, before the oracle, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers, and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple. Amen.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
Book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 10, to chapter 4, verse 7. Besa ma'a ba'wa'wa'let ma'pesa kadus ahadun lak
Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith Yahweh, Buruhu. And many nations shall be joined to Yahweh in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that Yahweh Zebaoth have sent me to thee. And Yahweh, Buruhu, shall inherit Yehuda, his portion, in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before Yahweh, lifne Yahweh, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And Yahweh said to Satan, Yahweh Buruku, rebuke thee, O Satan, Yetakar Mahum, even Yahweh that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire, the Issat? Now Yahshua was clothed with filthy garments, and stood before the angels. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair miter upon his head. So they set a fair miter upon his head, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of Yahweh stood by. And the angel of Yahweh protested to Yahshua, saying, thus saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, my bed, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, Sama, 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 hear now, O Yahshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for there are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Yahshua upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. And that day, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Uruku, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said to me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a lampstand of all gold, with the bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my master? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my master. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, manifest, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Uku, Elijah. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, favor, favor to it. Amen. Jah Rastafari.
Adonai.
Jah Rastafari.
Run it, Mr. Engineer.
Got to live your love like shine, 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 shine. Got to live your love like shine, shine. Oh, ah, yeah. Love light on. Turn your love light on.
Fire.
There's no place to hide in this judgment.
It's the Armageddon. Love light, love light on. Turn your love light, turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, I've seen the world which is ruled by money. More weeping and wailing, cause things are not funny. Soon people will be very astonished and feel as if they are being punished. As so many are blind and they lose their way, searching for a brighter, living for a brighter day. But then you have to know your night from the day. Remember that alone lead the way. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, if we are not separated, then we must be one. If we are not divided, then we must be strong. Now there's only one place where we're coming from. Better be sure about your destination. Change so many things and start a revolution. There's too much disillusion and too much corruption within the people's mind and their meditation. Remember to love and don't make you live long. Love light on, turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, I'm so many fights, yet they cannot. Alone set you free, yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon, yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your
Yes, Love Light. That's two way, Benton right there with Love Light, oneness rhythm right there. Here, Hanukkah, the Chag Orim, Sameach, the Feast Festival of Lights, keep the lights, the inner lights, be the light. Here, the Brit Chadash.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. New covenant reading right here for this. Hanukkah, Chag HaOrim, Chag, Feast of Orim, of Lights. Keep it lit. Shema Yisrael.
The man born blind is healed. And Yeshua and Jesus passed by. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Livocation, and it was winter.
And Yeshua, Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt, if thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, maketh thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are Elohim? If ye call them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
מזמור י"ג למנצח מזמור לדוד 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 מזמור לדוד
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, 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 forever.
עד אנה, אדוני, תשכחני נצחני נשכחני נשכחני נצחני 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 נצחני
How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, 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 forever. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face,
hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide
thy face? Ad anna tastir et panecha minneni.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul?
Counsel in my soul. Counsel in my soul. Counsel in my soul.
Ad anna ashit etzot benafshi. 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 Benafshi.
Having sorrow in my heart daily.
My heart daily. My heart daily. My heart.
Yagon bilvavi yomam.
Vavi yomam.
Vavi.
יומם
ובי, יומם
ובי,
יומם
ובי,
יומם
ובי.
עד אנאי, עד אנאי, עד אנאי, עד אנאי.
How long shall mine enemy be exalted? 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted, O
be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted?
Ad anna yarum oyevi alai,
oyevi alai,
oyevi alai,
oyevi alai,
oyevi alai.
Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully,
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 dealt bountifully.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik?
Mazmur Asrahulet, Bek and Nefasrasus. Le Mazamran Aleka, Yedawit Mazmur. Avitus Kamachif at Sumatras Hanyal. እስከ መቼ ፊትህን ከኔ ተሰውራለህ? እስከ መቼ በነፍሴ እመካከራለሁ? ትካዜስ እስከ መቼ ሁልጊዜ ይሆናል? እስከ መቼ ጠላቴ በላዬ ይጓደዳል? አቤቱ አምላኬ እኝ ስማኝም ጠላቴ አሸነፍኩት እንዳይል የሚያስጨንቁኝም እኔ ብናወጥ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ለሞትም እንዳልተኛ አይኖቼን አብራ እኔ ግን በቸርነትህ ታመን ልቤም በመድኃኒትህ ደስ ይለዋል የረዳኝን እግዚአብሔርን አመሰግናለሁ ለልዑል እግዚአብሔር ስምም እዘምራለሁ
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 12 በቅንፍ 13 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ እስከ መቼ ፈጽመህ ትረሳኛለህ? እስከ መቼ ፊትህን ከኔ ትሰውራለህ? እስከ መቼ በነፍሴ እመካከራለህ? ትካዜስ እስከ መቼ ሁልጊዜ ይሆናል? እስከ መቼ ጠላቴ በላዬ ይጓደዳል? አቤቱ አምላኬ እኔን ስማኝ፣ ጠላቴ አሸነፍኩት እንዳይል የሚያስጨንቁኝም እኔ ብናወጥ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ለሞትም እንዳልተኛ አይኖቼን አብራ። እኔ ግን በቸርነትህ ታመን ልቤም በመድኃኒትህ ደስ ይላል። የረዳኝን እግዚአብሔርን አመሰግናለሁ፣ ለልዑል እግዚአብሔር ስምም እዘም
Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Hide thy face. Hide thy face. Hide thy face. Hide thy face. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted? 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully, 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 dealt bountifully,
dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt
bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt
bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully. Tana is telling greetings. May Jah give you health on I and I behalf. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mezmor Asara Sost, from the Mezmor Dawid, the Book of the Seven Seals, from the Metzhav Kedu, Metzhav Kedu, Metlom. Or should we say, Salamta, Tana is telling greetings. May Jah give you health on I and I behalf. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mezmor Asara Sost, from the Mezmor Dawid, the Book of the Seven Seals, from the Metzhav Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals, the Psalms of David, from the Authorized, Revised, and Horic Bible, we call the HSV, the Haile Selassie Version. Here we have today's daily psalm theme, Be Amlaku Yetamina Soa Betuta, Be Amlaku, Amlaku, his source, his God, Be Amlaku, in his source, in his God, Yetamina So, a faithful man, Yetamina, Ras Taman, Yetamina So, a faithful man's Abetuta, Abetuta, appeal, petition to I Father, the Good Father, to the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we have the superscription here, Le Mezemran, Le Mezemran, Le Kaya Dawit, Mezmor, to the chief musician, a psalm, a chant, an intonation of David. Yeah, David Mezmor. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 13. Mesemaab, Wawelid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, Inujem, Ralen. We begin, Kutar An. Adetu, Iskameche, Fetzme, Teresanyale, Iskameche, Safitehin, Kene, Tisawale. How long wilt thou forget I? Adetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Adetu, Iskameche, Fetzme, Teresanyale, Iskameche, Safitehin, Kene, Tisawale. Forever, how long wilt thou hide thy face from I? Will you completely forget me? Adetu, iskameche fetzme teresanyale, iskameche safitehin kane tisorale, iskameche benefse emekakralo, tikaze iskameche hulgize yehona. Iskameche pelate belaye yiguadadam
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 yiguadadam.
How long, iskameche? How long shall I take counsel in my soul? Iskameche benefse yemekakaralo, having sorrow in my heart daily. Tikazisa iskameche hulgize honal. How long? How long, Iskameche? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Me, Iskameche, Elate, my hater. Iskameche, Elate, Belaye, Yiguadadal, Belaye, Yiguadadal. Shall my enemy exalt over me? Adetu, Amlake, Iyenye, Samanyim, Elate, Ashenefahut, Hindayil, Hindayil, Hindayil. Consider and hear me, Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, Amlaki, my source, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death,
the sleep of death, the sleep of death, the sleep of death.
Interesting, that's coming up in the next verse. It's somewhat divided, different here from the KJV. Here's the part where it says, Abetu, my father, his father, O father, Amlake, my source, Iyenye, Iyenye, see me, Samanyim, and hear me. Telate, mine enemy, my hater, Ashenafhut, Ashenafhut, I have won. Now, my enemy to say, and I will. Don't let my enemy say, Telate, Ashenafut, and I will. In Yasa Chenkunim, in Nebenawet, a des in thy lacho, Lemotim and Altenya, I no chain abra, lest mine enemy, my hater, Telate, lest mine enemy say, Ashenafut, and I will. So my enemy won't say, I have prevailed, I've won. And those that trouble, that trouble I rejoice when I am moved. Yemiyasa chenukunyim, ine benawet des in dailacho. Lemotim in daltenya, ainochin avra, avra. So here the construction of the order of the words. Here it says, for death, so I don't sleep for death. So I don't lay down to go to sleep for death, to death. Lemotim in daltenya, ainochin avra. Lighten mine eyes, I no chain avra. But I have trusted in thy mercy. Inegin becharnetihi tamenuhu. I have trusted in your chair, your generosity, charnet, in your goodness, in your generousness, your generositiousness. Inegin becharnetihi tamenuhu. Libeim be medchanitih desilewa. My heart, libeim. Lebeim, my heart, lebeim, be medchanitih, in your medchanit, in your salvation, in your saving, in your medicine, be medchanitih, desilewal, yeredanyin gziyaviharin amesegnalo, lelo ulla gziyavihar simim izemralo. I will sing to the sustainer, the good, the generous, Yeredanyin, the one who helps, assists I, Gizyaviyad, sustainer, Amesignal, I will give thanks, and to the name of Exiari, the Sustainer, Most High, to his name is Zemralo. And I will chant Isis, to his name, 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 his name.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 12 በቅንፍ 13 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ እስከ መቼ ፈጽመህ ትረሳኛለህ እስከ መቼ ፊትህን ከኔ ትሰውራለህ እስከ መቼ በነፍሴ እመካከራለሁ ትካዜስ እስከ መቼ ሁልጊዜ ይሆናል እስከ መቼ ጠላቴ በላዬ ይጓደዳል አቤቱ አምላኬ እኝ ስማኝም ጠላቴ አሸነፍኩት እንዳይል የሚያስጨንቁኝም እኔ ብናወጥ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ለሞትም እንዳልተኛ አይኖቼን አብራ እኔ ግን በቸርነትህ ታመን ልቤም በመድኃኒትህ ደስ ይለዋል የረዳኝን እግዚአብሔርን አመሰግናለሁ ለልዑል እግዚአብሔር ስምም እዘምራለሁ
of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Here comes the danger.
Psalm 50, Psalm 50, Psalm 50, Psalm 50.
Mizmor Yudimar. Lamatseah, Mizmor Ledabi. Mizmor Ledabi.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord?
Forever, forever, forever.
עד אנה אדוני תשכחני נשכחני 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 נשכחני
How long wilt thou how long wilt thou hide thy face how long wilt thou hide thy face Psalm 50 How long wilt thou forget me O Lord forever How long wilt thou hide thy face 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 How long wilt thou forget me O Lord forever Forever, 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 forever. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face?
Hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face.
Ad anna tastir et panecha minneli.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul?
Ad anna ashit etzot benafshi.
Having sorrow in my heart daily. My heart daily. My heart daily. My heart.
Yagon bilvadi yomam. Ad anna.
How long shall mine enemy be exalted? Mine enemy be exalted. 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted?
Ad anna yarum oyevi
alay. Consider and hear me, O Lord.
trouble. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Those that trouble me rejoice when I move. And I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully, 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 dealt bountifully.
L'ammazzeah mizmor le David. Ad anna Adonai tishkacheni netzah? Ad anna tastir et panecha mimmeni? Ad anna ashit etzot benafshi, yagon bilvavi yomam? Ad anna yarum oyevi alai? Habita! Aneni Adonai Elohai, ha'ira enai pen ishan hamavet. Pen yomar oyevi yecholtiv, tsarai yagilu ki emmot. Va'ani behasdecha vatahti, yagel libi bishuatecha. Ashir al Adonai, ki gamal alai.
Did he hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, Isin Negev, Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zain Negev, Yehuda. So here. Midrash, seeking a study. Midrash, to seek a study of today's daily psalm. Midrash, seeking a study. Midrash, to seek a study of today's daily psalm. Mizmor Yud Gimel. Mizmor Yod Gamel, Psalm 13, Psalm XIII, the theme from despair to hope. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yod Gamal Yod Gimel, Lamenat Seyach, Mizmor Le David, Ad Anna Yahwa Tishakacheni Netzach, Ad Anna Tasatir Et Panneka Mimeni, for the leader, for the chief musician. A psalm of David, La Menatzeach, Mizmor Lidawi. How long wilt thou forget me? Forget I, O Jehovah. Ad Ana Yahuwah, Tishakacheni Netzach, forever Netzach. How long wilt thou hide thy face from I? Ad Ana Tasatir Etapaneka Mimeni. Hear, Hebraically, the first two verses, including the superscription, Psalm 13, Mizmor Yod Gamel, Mizmor Yud Gimel. This verse is to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere in Zechariah 7 and 13, where it reads, And it came to pass that as he called, and they would not hear, So they shall call, and I will not hear, said Yahweh Sabaoth, saith the Lord of hosts, saith Jehovah of armies. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, measure for measure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, declared, four times did I ask, Ad Ana, how long? In Bamidbar, in Numbers 14:11, how long will this people despise me? How long will this people despise I? How long will they not believe in me, in I? And in Shemot, in Exodus 16:28, Ad Ana, how long refuse y'all to keep my commandments? And in Bamidbar, in Numbers 14:27, Ad Ana, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation, with this evil society, this evil aggregation? Four times will y'all also ask, Ad Ana, how long? Ad Ana, how long? After I shall have delivered you over to the four kingdoms, y'all will cry out, will shout out four times in your distress, Ad Ana, how long? How long wilt thou forget me, O Jehovah, forever? How long, Ad Ana, wilt thou hide thy face from me, from I? Ad Ana, how long shall I take counsel in my soul? Ad Ana, how long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Hear, today's daily psalm, Hebraically speaking, Psalm 13, verses 2 to 3. Ad Ana, Yahuwah, tishakacheni, netzach. Ad Ana, tasitir reta paneka mimeni. Ad Ana, ashita etzota benafshi. Ad Ana, yarum oivi alai. In the kingdom of Babylon, y'all will cry out, Ad Ana, Yahuwah, tishakacheni, netzach. How long wilt thou the I forget I, O he who be, who he be, O Jehovah, netzach, forever? In Media and Persia, y'all will cry out, how long wilt thou hide thy face from me, thy face, thy face from I? Ad Ana, tasitir etapaneka mimeni? In Greece, among the Gracchoi in Greece, how long shall I take counsel in my soul? Ad Ana, ashita etzota bitnafshi? And in the wicked, the ratchet, Edom, how long shall mine enemy be exalted over me, over I? Ad Ana, yarum oivi alai. In another comment, the verse is read, how long, O Jehovah, wilt thou forget, O strength? Ad Ana, Yahuwah, tishakacheni, netzach. And it means that the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, the society of Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Ashella Olamim, Master of the Universe, is one a king, a melech, a negus, even negus neges, without a throne? Is one a melech, a king, a negus, without a crown? Is one a king, a melech, a negus, without a palace? How long, O Jehovah, wilt thou forget, O strength? Ad Ana, Yahuwah, tishakacheni, netzach. Forget that thou saidest to the prophet Shemuel, to the prophet Samuel, even in 1 Samuel 15:27. Surely, in the covenant, the berit, made between thee, I, and the patriarchs and the fathers, thou, the I, that art the strength of Yisrael, didst not act the liar. Surely thou dost not repent of thy boons, of thy goods, thy good doings, thy good dealings, of thy boons, that thou wilt not bring them for us, for I and I? For scripture says in Bamidbar, in Numbers 23:19, El, the true good, the true God, is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rav Samuel bar Nachmani commented, the beginning of this verse denies its conclusion, and its conclusion denies its beginning. How? How is the discrepancy to be explained? When HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, decides to bring a boon, a good, to the world, He is not a man that He should lie, according to Numbers 23:19. But when He decides to bring chastisement to the world, then, as it is said, as to that which He has said, He will not do it. Thus, when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Kemet, of Gibbetz, according to Bereshit, Genesis 15:14, that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. El, true good, true God, is not a man that he should lie. But when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim said to Avram, according to Bereshit, Genesis 15:13, know of a surety that thy seed, thy race, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Then, as it is said, as to that which he hath said, he will not do it. Thus, like this also, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, said to Abraham, even in Bereshit, Genesis 21:12, in Yitzhak, in Isaac, shall seed be called to thee, to the eye. El, the true good, the true God, is not a man that he should lie. But when he said, according to Bereshit, Genesis 22:2, take now thy son, Baneka, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Yitzhak, even Isaac, and offer him for a burnt offering. Then, as it is written, as to that which he hath said, he will not do it. Thus, like this, also when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, when Elohim said, according to Shemot, Exodus 3:16, I have surely, for sure, I have remembered you. El, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, is not a man that he should lie. But when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim said, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 9:14, let me alone, leave me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under Shemaim, from under heaven. Then, as it is written, as to that which he hath said, he will not do it. Rab Barakiah related, it happened that from a teacher's cheer, a certain man was expounding the words, the Devarim, that are found in Exodus in Shemot 22:21, that reads, ye y'all shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. A widow who heard him came to him. When the man said to her, go away now, she replied, had I not heard thee, the I say, ye y'all shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child, I would not have come to thee. I would not have come to the I. And yet thou sayest to I, go away, come tomorrow. Even so, Yisrael, Israel, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shella Olamim. We, I and I, O Master of the Universe, Master of the Universe, we, I and I, would not have come to thee, to the I, had we, I and I, not deep-ended on thy mercy, for thou didst declare, according to the words of Psalm 9:19, the needy shall not always be forgotten. And yet thou, the I, forgettest I and I, and yet thou forgettest us? How long wilt thou forget me, O Jehovah, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Ad ana Yahuwah tishakacheni netzach. Ad ana tasitir et panika mimeni. According to Rav Hanina, the congregation of Yisrael, the Society of Israel, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, in generations past, Thou, the I, didst fight our battles, I and I battles for I and I. As is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 5:24. For then is Yahweh Jehovah gone out before thee, I, to smite the host of the Philistines, to smite the host of the Philistines. For future generations, thou wilt also fight, as it is said, even in Zechariah 14:3. Then shall Yahweh Jehovah go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle, as when he fought in the day of battle. But for us, for I and I, the generations in between, thou goest not forth, as it is written, even in Psalm 60, verse 12, Hebraically, Hast not thou, O Elohim, cast I and I off? And thou, the I, goest not forth, O Elohim, with our host, with our armies. How long wilt thou, will the I, forget I, O Jehovah, Ad ana Yahuwah tishakacheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replies, Is it I who have forgotten you? Is it I who have forgotten y'all? Is it not you? Is it not y'all who have forgotten me, who have forgotten I? As it is written even in Psalm 106:12, They forgot God, their Savior. Have I hid my face from you? Is it not you who have hid your faces from me? As it is written even in 2 Chronicles 29:6, Our fathers, our patriarchs, have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, of Adonai, of Jehovah, and turned their backs. And is it not also written in Jeremiah 2:27, For they have turned their back to me, and not their face. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also says to the congregation of Yisrael, to the aggregation, the society of Israel, In this world I have hid my face from you. But as is written in Isaiah, in Isaiah 52:8, They shall see eye to eye when Jehovah shall bring again Zion, shall bring again Zion in the time to come. How long shall mine enemy be raised high above me, high above I? Ad ana yarum oibi alai. These words, the barim, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Esther, in Esther 3:1. After these things did Ahasuerus, Xerxes, raise Haman high and exalt him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. Rav Akiba observed, To what height did Ahasuerus, did Xerxes, raise up Haman? To the height of gallows, 50 cubits high, as is said even in Esther 5:14, Let make the gallows be made 50 cubits high. Ahasuerus, Xerxes, set his seat above all that did look upon him, in Esther 3:1. That is, until the end, all looked up at Haman, hanging 50 cubits high. Indeed, the letters Kaf and Lamed, the Hebrew letters Kaf and Lamed, in the word Kol, in the word all, add up to 50, add up to 50. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? Adana ashita etzota b'nafshi yagona b'elevavia yomam. Although I am sorrowfully oppressed, down pressed by the kingdoms, yet I continue with my whole heart, my holistic heart, to observe HaTorah, to observe the Torah, Jah's directions, instructions, and the commandments and the imperatives that thou, the I, gavest me, gavest I on Sinai. I practice circumcision. I keep HaShabbat, and I set aside HaKohen, the priest's portion of the bread. In a different Targum, in a different interpretation, the verse is read, how long shall I take counsel against my life, having sorrow in my heart daily? Ad ana ashita etzota binafshi yagona biya levaviya yomam. I risk my life on account of the decrees issued against me, against I, by the nations, by the goyim, the Gentiles, the international communities of the earth, for the purpose of destroying Torateka, for the purpose of destroying thy Torah and thy commandments. For their sake, I expose myself to mavet, to mot, to death. Behold, thou, the I, answer me, answer I, O Jehovah, Hailiyai Elohai, my true good, my true God, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Habita neni Yahuwah Elohai, Haira Ainai, Penai Shana Hamawet. That is, lest I be worn out in the stupor of banishment among the kingdoms. Behold thou, behold the I, and answer I. Habita neni, lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me, that trouble I, rejoice when I am moved. Habita eneni. Pen yomaro ibi. Yikaltio sara yagilu kiemot. When HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, ask David. The insolence of the I, to speak such peremptory words to me, to I. David answered, because I trust in thy mercy. In thy mercy do I trust. Bechasedeka batachti. In thy mercy am I confident, do I trust. Bechasedeka batachti. In the mercy ascribed to the eye. In the verse found in Psalm 119, verse 64, the earth, O Yahweh Jehovah, is full of thy mercy. And again in the verse in Psalm 94 and 18, when I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Jehovah, held me up. Thy mercy, Chasedeka, being Torateka, thy mercy being thy Torah, thy eye direction, instruction, that is called the Torah of mercy, the law of mercy, even in Proverbs 31, verse 26. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Yagel libi bi yeshuateka. My heart shall rejoice in the I Yeshua, in the I salvation, the I victory. Rav Abahu taught, this is one of those difficult verses that declare that the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, depends upon the salvation of Amo Yisrael, depends upon the salvation of Yisrael of Israel. Note that it is not written, my heart shall rejoice in my salvation, but in thy salvation, bishuateka, in the I salvation. By that, David meant Yeshua Teka, the I Yeshua, the I salvation, depends upon our I and I salvation. Another comment. In the kingdom of Babylon, we I and I said, in thy mercy do I trust. Bechasedeka batachti. In the kingdom of Persia and Media, we I and I said, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Yagel libi bishuateka. In Greece, among the Gracchoi, in Greece, we I and I said, I will sing to Jehovah, Ashira la Yahuwah. And in Rome, we I and I say, because he will deal bountifully with me, with I, ki gamal alai. Another comment on ki gamal alai, because he will deal bountifully with I. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, give I of my things wherewith I meet you in this world, and I shall deal bountifully with you in the world, in the time to come. During the Feast of Booths, Sukkot, pour water on the altar, the Mizbeach, before me, before I. For long ago I met you with water, as is written even in Bamidbar in Numbers 21 and 17. Spring up, O well, sing y'all to it, and I shall deal bountifully in the time, the Iowa, the age, the time to come. When, as Ewell, as Joel 3 and 18 says, the mountains shall drop down sweet, sweet wine. Take y'all a lulav, and with it dance in praise and eyes before I. For long ago I met you with dancing, as it is written even in Psalm 114 and 4. The mountains skipped like rams, and I shall deal bountifully with you in the time, in the Iowa to come. When, as Isaiah, Isaiah 55 and 12 says, all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Make a booth, make a sukkah before me, before I. For long ago I met you with Sukkot, with booths. When, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 23:43, I had the Bnei Yisrael dwell in Sukkot, in booths, and I shall deal bountifully with you, with y'all, in the time to come, in the Et Haba, in the time to come. When, according to Isaiah, Isaiah 4 and 6, there shall be a booth, a sukkah, for a shadow in the daytime from the heat. Hence, here it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Yud Gimel, Yod Gamel, Ashira la Yahuwah, Kia Gamal Alai, I will sing to Jehovah, I will sing to he who be who he be, because he will deal bountifully with me, because he will deal bountifully with I. With I and I and I, 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 I
and I, I and I, I and I, I and I, I and I, I and I,
before your presence we're staying. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, Father, show us the way to go. You said I must love and feed my enemies, and I'm gonna do it.
He said I shouldn't take a grudge and I won't, not even for a minute. Let only truth come from my lips. Bless our souls, cause without you we can't make it. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, for the show us the way to go. You are the wind beneath my wings. See me through all the pain. You lifted me when I was down. Now you have me standing on higher ground. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, for the show us the way to go. How excellent is thy name, deliver us from sin and shame. Out of the mount of babe and suckle in, you have ordained strength. Oh, John, I'm depending on you. Oh, no other help I know. Oh, John, I'm depending on you. Oh, no other help I know. You're the only way. God be dependent. With you I wanna stay. Please don't go away. Oh, I'll watch over shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, for the show was the way to go. Should I not love and feed my enemies, then I am gonna do it. Said I shouldn't hate or grudge, and I won't, not even for a minute. Let only truth come from my lips. Bless our souls, Lord, without you we can't make it. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, Father, show us the way to go. You're the wind beneath my wings. See me through all little things. You lifted me when I was down. Now you have me standing on higher ground. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, Father, show us the way to go. I'm depending on you.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Far away. Thank you.